A man survived being charged and mauled by a large brown bear in Yakutat on May 13th. Kenneth Steck was camping in Disenchantment Bay when the brown bear charged him. Steck left his campsite to fill water bottles from a snow melt waterfall, leaving behind bear spray and rifles. After jumping on top of Steck, the bear took off, leaving him alive but injured. According to Alaska Dispatch News, he suffered numerous injuries to his scalp, neck, and calf. Steck's wife says the bear just missed the man's femoral artery. Steck was treated at Providence Hospital and was discharged 3 days later. A man's body was discovered in a homeless camp on the morning of May 18th near Midtown. The body was reported around 6:45 a.m. in the woods behind a Lowe's store on Tudor Road. According to ADN, the state medical examiner office has taken the body to identify it. This was the second body found at a homeless camp in 2 weeks after Susan Reagan was found dead near Tyson Elementary. Police spokeswoman Renee Oystad reports no foul play was involved. A creative writing and storytelling program called Story Labs in Sitka has won a $20,000 grant from the National Writing Project. Story Labs, a youth program run by the Island Institute of Sitka, won the LRNG Educator Innovator Challenge. ADN reports that the program was one of 11 to win the grant out of 164 applicants from around the country. Story Labs offers free writing and storytelling workshops for Southeast Alaskan youth. Two Anchorage women were attacked by two moose while bicycling on the Tony Knowles Trail on May 27th around 2 p.m. ADN states that the moose attack happened south of Point Warrensoff by the Aspland Wastewater Treatment Facility. Anchorage Fire Chief Dennis LeBlanc did not identify the women, but both were taken to Providence Alaska Medical Center, one with traumatic injuries and the other with minor injuries. Ending on a happy note, Alexi Evan, a 7th grader from Good News Bay, was recognized for reading 46 books this school year with Houghton Mifflin Harcourt's Read 180 Award. Evan was awarded $1,000 while the Lower Kuskokwim School District will also receive $1,000 worth of materials from the educational publisher. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Ezra Dan.